Of course, Senator John McCain has advisors to guide him on economic matters, too. One of them was once hailed as the most powerful woman in business by Fortune magazine. She's Carly Fiorina, the former CEO and chairwoman of Hewlett-Packard. The New York Times' Elizabeth Buemiller recently spent some time with Fiorina in Washington, D.C., and she joins us now. Elizabeth, you write that Carly Fiorina's official title is Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee's Victory 08 campaign. So what exactly does that mean? What is her role?
Her role is chiefly as a surrogate for John McCain. Her role is to appear on television and to push his economic policies and his healthcare policies, even some of his foreign policy.
She's got a bit of a mixed track record. You'll recall she was ousted in 2005 from Hewlett-Packard, and when she left, the company stock closed 7% higher that day. So how might her reputation affect John McCain?
Well, so far, it doesn't seem to have affected her ability to talk about him on television. You may have noticed she's on television an awful lot promoting her candidate. Within the business and financial community, it's a much more mixed picture, as you've pointed out. The jury is still out in the financial community about whether or not she or her successor, Mark Hurd, deserve credit for the success that Hewlett-Packard has had since her ouster. She says, look, since I was ousted, things have gone well at the company, and that was because I put the foundation in place. Other people say that's not the case. So it is a very mixed record, and that is the reason why she really isn't a bridge for Senator McCain to Wall Street and the financial community.
You mentioned her TV appearances. She was on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, and he grilled her about the gas tax. Let's take a listen.
How do you defend that gas tax holiday? I was talking to Senator Clinton last week and asked her if she could name a credible economist who could support it, and she couldn't. Can you?
Yeah, no, I can't. But you see, I don't think it matters. I'm a business
person. How can you
say
that, though?
Because I think economists sometimes argue about the theory. Economists right now are arguing theoretically about whether we're in a recession or not.
Fiorina was pretty amazing, I thought, in this appearance. I mean, she wasn't flustered. She kept her composure. I wonder, you know, how are Republicans in general feeling about her in this kind of pivotal, very much on-camera role?
Well, right now, the campaign is very pleased with her. Mark Salter, who's one of the senator's most senior advisors, one of his closest advisors, you know, says, look, she's a very smart woman. She's good for us. He has made the point when I talked to him that when people were picking apart the senator's tax cut proposals and saying this is going to cost a gazillion dollars, as he said it, she was very good about saying, come on, guys, let's get the numbers and push back. You know, she's sort of a take no prisoners carrier of their message.
And she's a she. Do you think her being with the McCain campaign might help go after some of those voters who supported Hillary Clinton?
Well, we'll see. Certainly, the campaign is very testosterone heavy. I mean, the senior advisors, most of them are men. She's been buzzed about as a potential commerce secretary, perhaps the treasury secretary. There's even been some buzz about her as a vice presidential candidate. People close to McCain dismissed that very swiftly, the idea that she'd be on the ticket as a vice presidential candidate. But at the same time, it doesn't hurt them to have her talked about as a possibility, because it projects the image of McCain having, you know, very important, powerful women within his close circle.
Just yesterday, John McCain was again railing about CEO compensation, these big severance packages. When Carly Fiorina left Hewlett-Packard, she received $42 million in a severance package. Doesn't that seem a bit of a conflict there?
Well, I can assure you he didn't mention, Senator McCain right. didn't mention Carly Fiorina when he was complaining about excessive executive pay. I mean, he left that out of his remarks. And I don't know whether it's a conflict. I think it's just perhaps an irony that this is certainly something we've pointed out at the New York Times.
Elizabeth Buemiller of the New York Times, thank you.
Thank you.